Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode 100 is brought to you by careerwonder.com. The ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries. Share in the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. Well, wow, this is our 100th podcast. Can you believe it? I want to thank all of our listeners and supporters. You know, we started podcasting last January, and it's been an absolute blast. I look forward to doing many more podcasts moving forward, discussing intriguing storylines and developments from the professional tours, and also continuing to share our tips and thoughts on game improvement. So thanks again, folks. Here's to the next 100 podcasts. Well, here we are at the end of 2017, less than a couple of weeks away from another new year. What a perfect time to unveil our top five New Year's tennis resolutions that we hope will help continue to move the game forward and also allow you to take your game to new heights. So without further ado, New Year's tennis resolution number five, play more tennis. As I've discussed in many previous podcasts, there is no substitute for logging in the necessary court time if you want to improve your game. Make the time in your busy schedule to get out there. If not to work on your game seriously, then at least to get some exercise and have fun. And speaking of game improvement and exercise, New Year's tennis resolution number four, get into better tennis shape. Or as the saying goes, get fit to hit. As I talked about in podcast episode number 94, getting into tennis shape is about targeting your workouts and exercises to improve your ability to perform those movements and meet other physical demands specific to tennis. It's not really about going to the gym, lifting heavy weights, and building bulky muscles. You know, the pros make playing the game look so easy, and that's because they are in fantastic tennis shape. Folks, you've got to have adequate strength, agility, and stamina if you hope to consistently execute proper footwork technique, body and hand-eye coordination, transition seamlessly from defense to offense, to name a few. Bottom line is you've got to get into tennis shape to get the best out of your game. New Year's tennis resolution number three, play against better competition, stronger opponents. Don't avoid them. Trust me, folks. Your game will decline if all you do is play downward from your level. And now, to some of our listeners, hey, you know who you are and what you've been doing. This is for you. It goes without saying, if you want to improve your game, you have to keep pushing and challenging yourself. New Year's tennis resolution number two, add one new asset or wrinkle to your game. Folks, regardless of your skill level, don't get complacent when it comes to your game. For example, try to add a new shot to your arsenal, perhaps finally working on a more reliable backhand slice, or maybe a three-quarter deep topspin shot to go with your hard, flat strokes, or maybe an improved volley and net game, or adding a kick serve to your repertoire, or perhaps even learning a new footwork pattern or technique, like a front foot hop, for example. You get the idea. Keep your game fresh and always look to expand and improve upon your skill set. Don't let your game get stagnant and stale. And finally, New Year's tennis resolution number one, make the game better for yourself, for all players, particularly for those who are new to the game and working hard to quickly ascend that steep learning curve. You know, let's always exhibit good sportsmanship. Compete hard, and whether you win or lose, do it with class. Let's play the game the right way, with the integrity and respect it deserves. For example, line calls. Don't call a ball out if you do not clearly see it land out. Folks, one of the most disappointing things I see, and unfortunately on a regular basis at junior tournaments and even some private coaching sessions, is when an adult, whether parent, coach, or other, says to a child or a junior player, when in doubt, call the ball out. Now, that's really unfortunate. Now look, I'm not trying to tell anyone how they should raise their children. That's not for me to comment on. This is simply a commentary on playing the game the right way, and for adults to set a proper example for the future generations of tennis players. Lastly, let's do what we can to make the game more accommodating, particularly for those who are new to the game. All things considered, tennis is not an easy sport to learn. That learning curve, particularly in the early stages, is very steep. It's often very challenging for beginners to find other players with whom to play or practice. And that's tough, of course. The fact is, many beginners do not even want to hit or practice with other beginners because they have difficulty keeping the ball in play. Thus, they end up spending most of their time picking up balls. And that's really not a whole lot of fun. Now, having difficulty keeping the ball in play is understandable. That's to be expected when you're a beginner. But it contributes to a rather unpleasant cycle because most players, even beginners, have a natural tendency to seek out practice partners who are more skilled than they are. And let's keep it real here, folks. Every player starts out as a beginner. As tennis players, we've all been there. And for beginners, it can be brutal at times trying to find someone who will hit with you. There is often the expectation that a player somehow simply shows up on court and automatically possesses adequate skills, which of course is unrealistic. Unfortunately, this is one of the attributes of tennis, which is a very individualistic sport. So, as we head into the new year, let's resolve to do our part to maximize the growth and enjoyment of the game. In the spirit of the holiday seasons, let's be thankful for this wonderful sport that gives in so many ways. So let's pay it forward. Accommodate, collaborate, illuminate, and appreciate. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. Happy holidays, folks. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.